I have Lillian Caraa, and today is August 25th, 2008, in Northridge.
She wants to tape you.
I'm writing a book. So,
maybe you can, you want to come over here, Ramon, and
here. Ramon's here.
Maybe you could, Ramon can translate. So, what do you remember?
What, Saadir?
The Saadis, these stories about the family, and they lived in Russia, yes?
Yeah. Ashi Borussia. Mother, Nanny, she lived in Russia.
Yes.
Ashi Borussia.
And my grandmother came and they got married in Bethlehem.
They came, when she came back from Russia?
Yeah.
She got married in Bethlehem to your grandfather and son.
Yes.
Okay.
Caraa?
Caraa, yeah. And
مستعرفوا بالتبعات في روسيا على بعض في روسيا ولا في بيتلهم؟
أو تعرفوا بالبيتلهم.
She was born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
No, I asked if they got if they met each other in Russia or in Bethlehem.
Was it arranged their marriage?
كانوا علاقتهم حطوا مع بعض ولا تعرفوا على بعضهم؟
No. هذه قصته من طويلة.
احكيها ما بدنا نحكي القصص.
ما بس احكيها هذا انا.
ليش؟
هذه ستك مرة وهي هناك في بيت لحم كانت عايشة مع اهلها لما شاروا الدار هاي اللي احنا فيها عاشوا تحت وفوق.
Okay, what did you say? When my grandmother was living in Bethlehem.
She شافت كانت مع راحت مع واحد كان يجي يبيعهم بيت.
شو يعني راحت
مع واحد ستة. هيك سمعت الستوري أنا don't know.
I guess she befriended somebody who was selling eggs.
Yes.
And after. بعدين جابوا هذا أبو سيدة كان فقير.
Okay, my grandfather was poor.
وجابوا نعمة من الزلمة هذا وجوزوهم مع بعض في الدار.
نعمة.
نعمة
ستة.
وسيدة.
Yeah.
راحوا حكوا مع سيدة وكان فقير وطمعوا في مصاري وقالوا له تعال تتجوزك نعمة.
Oh.
But we can't speak this story to Raj. No.
She says the story is, you know, because she befriended this guy, they went and talked to my grandfather and offered him money and whatnot, and they took him to the house and they buried him.
That quickly?
Yeah, quickly.
Why?
Because he's got somebody. And he bring it from this another woman.
I don't understand.
It's all about reputation back there, so the minute, you know...
She talked to this man.
Oh, I get it. I see. So she was seen talking to another man, so they married her off quickly.
Yes.
How old was she?
Kadesh
Young?
Maybe 20.
Ah, old. And do you know... when the story happened, when my grandmother in 1934, when she was in Ramallah and very unhappy, she came back to Bethlehem. You know, did you hear this story at all? And they had a big fight.
My grandmother never talked to anybody about anything. She just kept it to herself.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
It wasn't a happy time, yeah.
Yeah, but هذا أنا عرفته لأن Marie, مرت عمك, عمك ما هي إمها أخت سيدك.
Yeah. She knew that because Mary, my uncle's wife's mom, is my grandfather's sister.
George's brother Isa.
Okay, George's brother. Wife.
Oh, no, George's wife.
Mary.
Mary. Her mom is my grandfather's sister.
Grandfather, which grandfather?
Anton.
Anton's sister. Oh. Yeah. And she's a Caraa too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
There you go. All right, good. So you heard the story from her?
Yeah.
I see.
Wow.
Something.
That was sad. I want to cry after that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show you something else here. You might be interested.
And again.
Okay, this is Ramon.
My dad used to tell me a story that they had a box, almost like a treasure box, with Russian money, full paper money. And they had it there for the longest time in the house. And my dad used to sneak to the box and get some money out of it and use it as coins to put little, you know, seeds or something in it. Because
yeah.
They had changed the currency, and my grandfather never wanted to change the currency, so it kept losing value until it became worthless.
Nothing. Every one of the people I've ever talked to in our family has the similar story about
really?
That Russian money. And my aunt and uncle, my aunt, Mary, has copies of some of that money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a picture of it
wow.
in the book.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
It's a story that everybody
Everybody's
knows.
Got
wow.
the story.
That's
about
the money, the box of money.
Yeah,
yes. Okay, so this is Florence Kalaa on August 20th, a daughter of Olga Saade.
Yeah.
And what did she say about marrying your
Her father, George Saade, gave her a choice of two men. I don't know what the other one's name was, but she said she would take Handel because he's better looking.
You know, she had that accent.
Better looking.
Okay, I'm here with Elias Kara'a, son of Name Kara'a, and he's going to tell a story.
Okay, which story were we going to tell me, Elias?
I want to tell you a story about my grandfather, which is named Abdullah Saadi. Abdullah Saade was in Bethlehem after residing wasn't communistic yet, before the communists took over. They was doing very good business. He did very well, bought a home, two homes, as a matter of fact. And
in Kiev, yes.
In Kiev, yeah. Now the Kiev might have moved slightly out of Kiev, but two of them.
Well, you'll have to have a seminar.
And he was very comfortable till the communists came over and took over. He had nothing except a big box that big, full of money. And he came to Bethlehem, left his two sons, Hannah and Saleh. And his mother, my grandfather, had stayed us one time at around his house in Bethlehem and said, I will never know that ever the communists will take over this great country. Because his boys said that all these boys, this communist, will kick him out and go back to life.
Right.
And it did not. It did not
he kept waiting for them to, the government to go back.
It did not materialize, and he was mistaken. And he go back, and his sons came back, and they went, as you know, in Mexico.
Do you know what year they went to Mexico?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what year they went to Mexico, approximately?
Well, this conversation with my grandfather, and I was a kid,
yeah.
9 years old, he said, I will never ask the boys to come back because we're going to get back and take the country. But when the fights got too strong, they came down. So I would think by no more than a year, 7, 8 months and 9 months, and that was the end of that, and they went to Mexico. And he was spending this money to the people who would ask for them because nobody would buy them. They came down steps, not, you know, lost everything overnight. Like a dollar was a dollar. But a week later, it became 75 and 40, 50, and
worthless. Yeah, zip.
And that was that. And that's
you,
about
you what? Tootsie. So you once told a story about Abdullah and the Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II.
Abdullah of the...
No, Abdullah, when he met the Tsar.
That I know.
You don't remember that?
No.
It's a story you told a long time ago about Abdullah when he met the Tsar and he presented him with...
Yes, of course.
Okay, so tell me that story.
No, he was decided or motivated by some of the people he did business with. He said, why don't you give our man who is a great
king
and give him a gift.
You got it.
He said, well, I'd be glad to. So he got gathered a few beautiful gifts and took some of his helpers who did the work and got there, and he stood about 20 feet away from the president, and the helpers of the king said, these gifts came with these helpers, Christians, and he said, thank you very much, but you take him back, and not take him back with him, take him because I'll remember that you remembered me, and thank you. And he said, that's it?
Yeah, right, after all this, yeah.
And he said, God, the president, we like you, we came from far apart, from the place where Jesus Christ was born, and he would like you to touch these gifts from me. Everybody looked up and he said, who is this guy? Bethlehem, Palestine, where Christ was born. I said, well, thank God. He said, you can have 3 days, eat and do whatever you want to do, and you are befriend the king from here on. And that's the story I hear.
That's a great story. Perfect. Thank you.
My aunt,
Catherine,
yes, broke up with Uncle
Sleiman.
Sleiman. His family came to retrieve the children.
Right.
And my father was living downstairs, and they came upstairs, and they said, this is not your family, it's our family, and we'll force you to take them. My father, according to his saying, he had a gun, and he said, if you don't move out, I'm going to
shoot you.
That's what he told me.
Wow. Well, I have in Arabic the letters from the family describing that exact scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think my father would lie about it, because he said, I aggravated so much that they want to take my children or my wife's relatives. He said, if they don't go away, I'm going to start with you.
Wow.
And they frightened him.
So it was this? No, this is, I think this is Afana. I think this is Jamil Afana right there. It's a different guy. But look.
It was that other one.
This is the husband right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And that's my grandmother. And this is my mother, Julia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been working on this.
Who's that?
Oh.
Katrina.
Katrina, yeah.
Well, do you know who that is?
No, I can't.
We don't either.
We can't figure
we
it out.
We don't know,
we
who,
know
that
who,
is.
Who it is.
Mother was a good woman.
Yeah, I know she was. These are the Afana brothers.